This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
Confirmed, you would not be getting Justice Scalia. You would be getting Justice Barrett.
It is day two of the confirmation hearings for President Donald Trump's nominee, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. She, like her mentor, the late Justice Antonin Scalia, claims to be an originalist, and she explained to those in the hearing today exactly what that means.
So in English, that means that I interpret the Constitution as a law, that I interpret its text as text, and I understand it to have the meaning that it had at the time people ratified it. Okay. So that meaning doesn't change over time, and it's not up to me to update it or infuse my own policy views into it.
Perhaps the issue first and foremost in most everyone's mind as to whether the Supreme Court nominee will announce if she believes Roe v. Wade should be overturned, making abortion illegal, at least at the federal level.
I would need to hear arguments from the litigants and read briefs and consult with my law clerks and talk to my colleagues and go through the opinion writing process.
Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham has promised that his committee vote will take place this Thursday, October the 15th at 9 o'clock in the morning. At a news briefing, the World Health Organization's Jim Campbell says that while there is a drop in COVID-19 infections among crucial healthcare workers, they are experiencing multiple strains.
We're seeing around the world, it's the burnout, the stress, the anxiety that we're seeing amongst our healthcare employees, and how they have the motivation and the commitment and the dedication to continue in their work when they're faced with these many, many difficult challenges.
This is VOA News.